Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bum, 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 bum. It's Doug Steffens. Good day, yeah, with Jay Kirshner at the ready. This is the 13th of July. The 13th is not Friday, so we're all set, right? Or even if it was. Who believes that stuff? Jay, you don't believe that stuff, right?
Oh, superstitions are fun to get into, but I don't believe that Friday the 13th is a bad day. I get excited around Friday the 13th.
Well, a lot of strange things excite you, though. The movies with chainsaws that cut people up, all that stuff. You think that's pretty exciting, too, right?
Love a good horror film, yeah.
All right, James Collins, no relation to Tom. He's at the controls in our studio in Dallas with the good news. Here is the result of a survey done during June, which is National Dairy Month. All right, you ready for this? This is good news for me, good news for farmers, bad news for those people who drink that stuff that has been called milk by those who will perpetrate that fraud on you. But people are finally seeing through the marketing spin. The fact is, Jay, plant-based beverage sales have declined this year a great deal. The data proves that plant-based marketers and their media allies who have been touting that fake milk will be fabulous and the death of dairy, they're not telling you the whole story. No, no, no. The predictions of almond ascendance into the top slot. No, no. Sorry about that. Perhaps they should have told you sooner. Markets know, and now so do you, because the Dougster is on the case.
You feel good about yourself right now?
I sure do. More than a year of downtrends for the almond milk, the soy milk, the coconut milk, the rice milk, that other stuff. Oat milk, pea milk.
The non-milk milk.
Yes.
I'm a big fan of cashew. I really like cashew.
Cashews are good for you, but not
delicious.
It's cashew. Eat the cashews. Don't drink the liquid that comes. How can you get a liquid out of something dry like a cashew? I mean, think about it for a second. When's the last time you squeezed a cashew and you got something out of it?
Yeah, it's not the juice like the water that's inside coconut, like coconut water. It's they grind whatever it is, mix it with water, squeeze it out, because you can make it at home. A lot of people are making these at home now, too.
Mm-hmm.
And then you get one of those cheesecloths and then you squeeze the liquid out.
Yeah. No, thanks. The FDA, by the way, is contemplating guidance. Aha! Here we go. The government's going to help you out. They're going to label and they're going to prove the misinformation that the stuff that's on that, that's in that bottle or in that carton or whatever it comes in, and the stuff that's on there about the what's in there is mislabeled. Real milk is superior in nutrition, in taste, functionality, and naturalness. And that's going a long way because the real milk that's pasteurized really isn't any great shakes either. The stuff that's best for you is raw milk. If you have a lactose intolerance, things like that, it's hard to get because the big milk conglomerates have conspired to keep you from thinking, oh, this is not safe. That's nonsense. America grew up. Your grandparents, parents even maybe, if you are close to the farm, or in California, I remember when I first started going out there in the 90s, you could find raw milk in every supermarket. There was a section.
Oh, but, yeah. No doubt about that. And they even would deliver it to your house. Put it right on your front door. But what about the people who think just the thought of drinking liquid that comes from another animal is gross?
There are those who think that. Yep, I get it. So then what's the substitute for drinking milk? What do you drink that's healthy? The almonds and all that other stuff are not joyful. You remember Almond Joy? No joy there.
What was it? Almond Joy has the almonds, Mounds. Isn't it coconut?
Yes. Peter, Paul, and Peter Paul Mounds, it used to be called, I think, if I remember correctly. So there, that's not even the farm and food report, but it made me feel good, as Jay suggested. So let's keep moving. Here's something else that maybe makes me feel good. I'm thinking about this as perhaps not necessarily a good news story, because it's kind of sad that nearly a third of new subscribers to various news publications, according to surveys that have been done in the last month or so, this is a Twitter story, so I don't know, I don't take it with a grain of salt. Not anymore. I used to. But there's something, you know, you kind of get pointed in a direction, and you come to the conclusion that there are people who want to try. They want to take, for example, our advice, if that's what it is, advice in quotation marks. What we do is scour, look around everywhere for things that have meaning and impact. And so there are things that I'll find, and you probably as well, Jay, we don't talk about this much. We find news, so-called news publications, but when you look into them, they're not really at all. And we're not alone. Nearly, this is a study that was done by a college, the Nieman College of, it's not news, but broadcasting. At any rate, the people who sign up for MSNBC, Fox, or any number of, I use them because I think they're the most dangerous of the slanted sources. They get people to sign up for them, and then within 24 hours, a third of people who subscribe cancel. So that has to be, you know, that's and I think this sometimes happens when you are doing like I do. I'm a clickbaiter, as Victoria used to say, and I look at one thing, and then you'll read the story, and they'll want you to sign up for their news service.
Oh, exactly. Or it promises you some kind of information, but not until you sign up for their newsletter and register. Or you get those issues where you see the picture and the headline, and then the actual article has nothing to do, like whatever celebrity you like that's in the photo. They're not even part of the story.
Right. That is one of the best examples of that. Is television shows that have been canceled in the last 24 months. And there's a picture of Tom Selleck there. So those who like Blue Bloods think, oh no, they canceled Blue Bloods? No, they didn't. But that's they want you to think that, so you'll click on to read the silly stories about TV shows that nobody ever watches anyway. And so there you go. Lots of false info. There have been some false claims related to Supreme Court action, too, especially when it comes to the presidential election. Have you seen all of this stuff that's floating around about the presidential election? The fact that Trump, according to Liz Cheney yesterday, they're going to call Trump himself. That'll be interesting to see how he...
Well, they should.
Of course they should.
He's mentioned so often. He's like almost at the center. He's a little bit near the center of this whole situation. And you even had, a couple members of the big groups who were there that stormed the Capitol. And they testified during the seventh hearing of the whole thing. And one of them was even like, we were following Trump's words, his tweets. These people were basically living and dying by whatever then-President Donald Trump was saying.
Yeah, and that's what the committee investigating January 6th is focused on, how Trump and the others tried to get these people to come in. Nobody else would go along with him. So, and you look at some of these Trump aide testimonies here, the commentaries, the people that are still supporting Trump. It seems kind of a sad reality, though. In reality, it's sad. Trump started out, I don't know whether I want to recount some of this stuff or not, December 19th, trying to get people to come to Washington. This is all coming out. These are people who worked for Trump that are testifying, and these are people who were supportive of him, but they said enough is enough, apparently. And so the crowd coming to Washington and what happened with the president when they got there. And there were news stories. Speaking about false news, Reuters ran a story 2 days after this one started. The Supreme Court according to the supporters of Trump, voted to overturn the results of the presidential election. There were a couple of online stories. That never happened. Wasn't even close to happening. So you got that. And so apparently Trump also attempted to contact some unnamed witnesses in the investigation that's going on right now. Why would he be that silly or bold or whatever? Anyway, so Liz Cheney, who, by the way, is not the darling of the people who love Trump by any stretch of the imagination. They'd like to, there are places you find her hung in effigy here and there. And apparently the Democrats who want to, send Trump packing. There are a lot of Democrats who are supporting her as she runs for re-election with all the members of the House and big former Democratic supporters' money. I'm talking about people who campaign finance folks are sending lots of dough her way. It seemed to me she had some kind of a rather serious... Wasn't there the pro-Trumpers set somebody up to run against her? And the prime, do I remember that story? I don't have it in front of me, but I seem to remember somebody. That was a while ago that I remember seeing that. At any rate, that stuff goes on, takes all the oxygen out of the room. And is it necessary to, that's the question that I've had. But so much stuff has come out about this. I guess I've turned my attention back to it. At first I thought it was kind of a waste of the nation's time. But I'm not sure that I think that at the moment. 18 after the hour, speaking of the moment, this is the Doug Stafford Good Day program for Wednesday.
Thanks, everyone, for baking your way here on this toasty morning. Are you all ready to jam? Excellent. Before we get rolling, let's start by hashing out everything bagel we'll be discussing. Profit margins are okay, but they could maybe be butter. Sorry, I don't mean a waffle. Next quarter, it's all or muffin. Did you have a question, Sausage Patty?
My name's Patricia.
When you can't take your mind off breakfast, it matters where you stay. Delicious breakfast available at our Hilton family of brands. Hilton, for the stay.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Here's a thought. You wouldn't wear your PJs to an important business meeting, right? So why would you wear your running shoes on a serious walk? You need footwear that was designed specifically for walking. And nobody on the planet makes walking shoes that can even touch Skechers Go Walk style, the world leader in technical walking footwear. Skechers are walking shoes specialists, and Go Walk has a variety of technical walking products that will show you what your walk has been missing, like Go Walk Hyperburst with foam that's ultra-lightweight with incredible rebound that helps propel you forward with every step, or Go Walk Arch Fit with podiatrist-certified arch support that gives your walk the comfort and support you need mile after mile. And not only do GoWalk styles bring the tech, they bring the comfort. And with all the colors and designs you love in both easy slip-on and sporty lace-ups. Plus, they're even machine washable and surprisingly affordable. That's walking smart. So don't walk in shoes made for something else. Walk in shoes specially designed for walking. Skechers GoWalk. Find yours at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
All right, here's another fake news item, Jay. There was an image on CNN yesterday about women in battle in the Ukraine. This could be anywhere. Women having a baby and breastfeeding on the battlefield. Did you see that?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. Apparently, it was fabricated. Although, I could imagine it happening. And I would, think that's not necessarily the place for it, but I can imagine it happening. But this particular image was not correct. Mundo, 21 after the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Good Day Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
The biggest problems involved with man-made glucose in products because of the deleterious effect that they have on normal human physiology. And blocking calcium assimilation into the system is one of the most important. The key for your body to absorb calcium from your diet is the presence of vitamin D.
All Good Day Health podcasts can be found at gooddayhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with trending items, social media in the focus, and what people are yakking about. And one of the things that's trending, appropriately so it seems, a lot of people are interested in Emmy nominations, and so they have been announced. And guess who has the Emmy nomination list right here, right after this?
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so Jay, are there surprises here in this list of Emmy nominations, TV programs that seem to attract, and the Emmy is supposedly representation of what's the best, right? The exceptional television programs, stars, et cetera, et cetera. So what's on the list?
Yeah, the big snubs that a lot of people are talking about were that Euphoria didn't get more nominations, that Selena Gomez wasn't nominated for Only Murders in the Building, even though Only Murders in the Building received 17 different nominations. Ted Lasso came in with about 20 nominations.
Yeah.
Yeah, Succession, when Euphoria has 16 nominations, Succession leads the nominations in the drama category, the drama series category, with 25 nods. Then you have The White Lotus and Dope Sick that have 20 and 14 nominations, respectively, for a
limited series.
Who decides on the nominees?
How do you get nominated? Where does that list come from? Is it television writers? Is it producers? Who? You look at this list. Here is the list. The list according to whom? From where does this list come?
It's peer recognition for active members that are part of that academy.
So, and like the Oscars are members of the AFTRA-SAG Guild or the SAG Awards, maybe that's for that. But Oscars are people who are actors and actresses in movies, right? That's how you get credentials. I guess. That's
For the SAG, the SAG Awards. It's definitely amongst the peers, and it is.
So this is a television academy. People who would be actors and actresses, or people who are producers.
Directors. Basically the Oscars for television.
Right. Okay. So I'm looking at this list. I see none of the major networks. Even though the show is broadcast on NBC, there isn't one show from NBC, ABC, CBS, or Fox on this list. Is there?
Well, Abbott Elementary is on ABC. You have This Is Us. Well, that's one of the big stuff that people are talking about on NBC. The only thing that they were nominated for was an original song.
Oh, really? All right. Well, that's what I'm saying. I watch the network stuff still because I guess I'm an old fogey, 28 past the hour.
This is your captain speaking. You better buckle your seatbelts for this one. I noticed my passport was due to expire, so I went to Staples. I got a passport photo in 10 minutes, so we're good to go.
Now at Staples, get 20% off travel products when you purchase a passport photo. Get travel ready at Staples, your one-stop travel prep destination.
Hey, let me tell you about another time that Staples saved my caboose. That all started back.
N731, in-store only. Excludes Instacart orders, certain products, services, and technology. See staplesconnect.com/services/travel for details.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Polestar has rung the famous bell at the NASDAQ Stock Exchange in New York City to celebrate its public listing. Polestar started trading officially under the ticker PSNY on June 24th, 2022. The bell ringing was shown on NASDAQ's digital board screen in Times Square, which flashed images of Polestar's over 2,000 global employees, as well as the company's vision statement. For more automotive tech stories, go to testmiles.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know, the average oak tree branch can hold 70 pounds. Something you probably do know, your neighbor is building their kid a treehouse. Something you probably don't know, a falling treehouse would take out your whole fence. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
A new video shows the action inside the hallway of a Uvalde, Texas elementary school during a mass shooting, including cops running away as children are murdered. The first video was shared by the Austin American Statesman in the first few minutes after Salvador Ramos entered a classroom and fired dozens of rounds. A trio of police officers made their way to the classroom's entrance. However, after they were repelled by gunfire from Ramos, an enlarging group of law enforcement waited to take further action. An officer can be seen checking his phone. Another reached for hand sanitizer as the killing continued. Louisiana authorities have once again been blocked from enforcing the state's abortion ban. A state court released a judge's order on Tuesday blocking enforcement while abortion rights advocates pursue a lawsuit. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Officials released new civilian injury and casualty numbers in Ukraine on Tuesday. Overall, injury and casualty numbers hold at 11,544, according to the United Nations. Democrats and Republicans are locked in their respective corners about who's to blame for crippling inflation.
House Financial Services Chairman Democrat Maxine Waters telling Americans not to pay attention to the recession behind the curtain.
An effort by the opposite side of the aisle to basically overtake the discussion by talking about inflation and accusing this administration and Biden.
Representative Brian Steil, the Republican from Wisconsin, told Newsmax, most Americans today are past inflation and are now feeling recession.
Yeah, Americans are getting clobbered in the pocketbook every day. They're getting clobbered at the pump. They're getting clobbered at the grocery store. And the Democrats don't want to talk about it. The Democrats are putting forward plans to spend more money recklessly.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Lego is closing its business in Russia indefinitely and laying off its 90 Moscow-based employees, according to the Danish toymaker on Tuesday. Lego has terminated its contract with franchisee Inventive Retail Group, which owned and operated 81 stores on Lego's behalf. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stephen's good day. Doug will be along shortly. I'm Jay Kirshner. A little bit of news from the good news department. There was a Waffle House diner who he walks in, this other gentleman who is a patron at Waffle House, sitting there with his wife, his kids. Notice this guy come in alone, looks up, nods his head, gives them the little hey, and then proceeds to eat with his family. And then the other gentleman starts doing something with all of this money on the table and writing things down. And the other gentleman, who was there with his family, asks, hey, what's going on? How are you doing today? What are you doing with all that money? And they strike up a conversation. And eventually the conversation does go into what that gentleman is doing with this cash on the table and writing this note.
Uh-huh. Very cool, right?
Yeah. And he says, the note says, love everybody. Well, the reason he has this money is because he's been handing out $1 and $5 bills
for the last pretty much almost a decade. When his mother passed away, her final words to him were, "Love everybody." And he has carried that with him. He has given out over $13,000 to complete strangers with that always comes along with this note that says, "Love everybody."
So where's the $13,000 government? Was it his mother's estate?
No, this is money he's had
that he's been giving out
since. So all of these are $5 bills or $1 mm-hmm. bills. So it's small increments, but he's been giving it out to so many strangers that it's accumulated $13,000 in this past decade.
Who's counting? He's counting it?
He's keeping track of everything.
He is. Does he do it at the same Waffle House, or does he go to different Waffle Houses?
Mainly he goes to the same Waffle House and just randomly strikes up conversations, but sometimes he passes it along to people on the street.
Does he give it to the workers? It's very interesting. I love the Waffle House. I wish they had. There were some in New England. You only find them when you travel they start around Virginia, although I did see some in Pennsylvania last time I was down there. They just are, even though they look, the food, the quality, or the ingredients, shall we say, is not great, but the waffles are so yummy.
those hash browns.
Oh, my God. They just are just, it's whatever, the syrup.
Smothered in cats, yeah.
Yeah, it's great stuff. So, well, this is kind of a good story. I remember doing this. This is not about me, but I was inspired by somebody else who did the sort of thing you're talking about now at the Waffle House down in Midway, Florida. The 1 year when I had a really good year, I got a bunch of $100 bills, and I was giving them out at Christmas time to not everybody, but people that I felt could use it or deserved it one way or another. And I don't ask me how that registered on my radar. I just kind of looked at people and said, here, you know, for doing a good job, or for maybe it was a tip here and there. I don't know. I just felt like it was kind of a thing to do. When you have abundance leads to abundance, as far as I'm concerned. Abundance is a spiritual concept, and it's not necessarily about money. It's about the things here that are talked about are love, the practicality of sharing love. And this is one way of demonstrating, getting people's attention, I guess, much as anything else. Because if you walked up and said to somebody, "I love you," they'd think you were crazy, right? If you walked up to a stranger and said, "Hey, Fred," or you don't even know what the guy's name is, but
yeah,
hey, pal.
Or sometimes you get that happy person who's like, "Hey, I love you too." Just keep walking on your way.
Why not? All right, let's deal with some incredible, dazzling images. NASA. Yesterday, the first little bits and pieces were coming in from the James Webb Telescope. But over the course of the last 24 hours, some of these pictures have stunned the world, the entire world, looking at these images. See, this is what America is about in part, leading in a way that what happens, what comes out of whatever we do is so good, so positive, and the images of these galaxies and these stars from billions and billions and billions of light years away, so far away that we cannot possibly comprehend what we're looking at. So these pictures, you know, it's kind of like the really good technology in Star Trek movies and Star Wars now. When it was first introduced, those images were pretty clumsy. Remember the first, well, you don't remember the first Star Wars movie, but I do. And the images were clumsy. But now,
and to think, looks, though, when it came out, it was still ahead of its time.
Oh, yeah. Right, no question about that. So on, the last 24 hours on the NASA website, you can get a look at the Southern Ring Planetary Nebula. And that means nothing, right, Dana? So what does that mean? There are two stars in this nebula, clear, defined, as if we were looking at the night sky. At like when you see Jupiter and Uranus and Saturn lined up in the night sky, which happens like once a year or something like that. So these images showcase, and the first time these have ever been seen, of not only these stars, but where they come from, the galaxies that we're looking at, and some of the gravitational, the footing that happens. We have, you know, the gravity determines how much we weigh. If we had a scale on the moon, we'd weigh one-fifth of what we weigh on our planet, because the gravity on the moon is one-fifth of what it is on our planet, even though it's strong enough to pull rising tide and falling tide. That's from the influence of the moon. It's pulling, and it's another, like, hello, this is so amazing how all this stuff works. So anyway, these series of pictures look at five different galaxies. Remember, we're in the Milky Way galaxy, one of the smallest in the universe, in this quadrant of space. And we're looking at something that's so far away that you never would ever see it were it not for this incredible telescope that was designed. Remember when Hubble went up? Well, you remember. You were old enough to remember that, right? I think it was about
23.
Yeah. So that was incredible when that started. Now you look at this, and it is there. I'm not sure how far out it's gotten, but the capturing of imagery that goes back 100,000 years. What they're seeing, the stages of the formation of new stars and the dissemination, the explosion, if you will, of some of the old stars. These are deep, sharp images. And I hope these are going to be studied in science classes. The youngsters get to see and get an idea of how we fit. We, human beings, fit into this vast, unbelievably big and undescribable. We don't have the ability to really put ourselves into that perspective. We all think we're so smart. We all think we're so important, yada, yada, yada. But I'll tell you something. These are full resolutions of images of stuff that literally is out of this world, about 7,600 light years away. And I don't even
so
know.
Beautiful.
How do you even know what that is? Yeah.
Truly the magnitude of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All kinds of things on social media. I'm looking at the New Scientist coverage of this. That's where I've seen the cloud of dust that they're... It's a dying star that they're looking at, in essence. A sun-like... A planet like our sun that's thousands and thousands of light years away, that is exploding, dying. It's the death of a solar system. And it also is examining the atmospheric composition of some of these planets, how in the world it does that. By looking at these images, it's just, it's a group of doomed galaxies that are colliding with each other. It would be like the Milky Way crashing into the next, loses its, whatever the control mechanism is that's been created by a power far greater than we are. Stunning. When I look at it, that was the word that I came up with. I've always been a fan. I love the NASA program. I think it's the thing in Americana, that we ought to be most proud of. The people that work on this stuff, that create the machinery that can take these pictures. Imagine getting the Webb telescope out there far enough. That technology, what that involves, we can direct it with a little a push of a button down at Cape Kennedy or in Houston.
Yeah, that far away.
Direct it. Yeah, right. It sends a signal. Okay, well, let's go 20 degrees to the right, or you know that kind of. It just. I don't know. God love these people and what they have helped us to understand. And you think about what is so important, you know, the minutia of what we wrap ourselves around here, like, you know, who's president and stuff. But yeah, it's important to a point. But this is what really is, I don't know, it gives new meaning to as far as the eye can see. That is, you know, this is you can see a lot further using this thing. And I don't know, you think, what does your spirit do? Does the soul Does it travel to these places? Is it possible? God knows. Anyway, I can get off on my high horse or my toot with regard to this, but if you haven't taken a moment, you people in your family, to look at this stuff, these pictures are all over the NASA website. Do that. It'll be it's a great conversation. It's also a great way to kind of put things into perspective, I think, maybe. 46 after the hour, thinking of perspective, the story from the Hudson River after this.
Wendy's new Strawberry Frosty is here, so check your watch. Is it Frosty time yet? It probably is. The hour hand would be on, I'm feeling snacky. And the minute hand would be on, relaxing with a rich, creamy Strawberry Frosty on a summer day, just digging into that smooth, chilly deliciousness and vibing. You know, depending on what kind of watch you have. When it's time for Frosty time, choose wisely. Choose Wendy's Frosty and Classic Chocolate or new Strawberry.
Limited time only. Participating U.S. Wendy's.
Hello, Discover here to explain our cash back match. Here's how it works. We give you cash back for using your Discover card on the things you were going to buy anyway. Then we match that cash back in your first year. And that's why we call it cash back match. Now to recap and say cash back one more time. We match all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year automatically. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations apply.
Welcome to the Everyday Hotel. You'll be on the second floor, and your other room will be on the 14th.
Wait, we asked for connecting rooms? These are 12 floors apart.
We tried, ma'am, but technically they're only 11 floors apart. We don't have a 13th floor.
We can't be 11 floors away from our kids.
I don't see a problem.
Stuart!
When you want separate rooms, but not that separate, it matters where you stay. Only Hilton offers confirmed connecting rooms at the time of booking. Hilton, for the stay.
Something you probably do know. Progressive can not only offer you a great price when you bundle home and auto, they offer you round-the-clock protection. Something you probably don't know. The average garage door is made up of 1.3 millimeter aluminum panels. Something you probably do know. Your neighbor likes to tinker with his dirt bike. Something you probably don't know. A runaway dirt bike can take out your garage door and a good portion of your car bumper. Bundle your home and auto with Progressive and get more than a great price. Get round-the-clock protection. Something you know for the things you don't know. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and third-party insurers and subject to policy terms. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
I love the way these guys... All right.
Hey, better about a swing.
New York City woman, child, dying after boat capsizes on the Hudson River. But because the ferry crews acted as quickly as they did, Jay, there were nine other people whose lives were saved. So bad news for the family of the two who died, but the rest of the people that could have died... It could have been a much worse tragedy than it was. Managed to have been saved by both the NYPD and the fire department.
This is incredible because this wasn't the ferry. This was a family and friends rented out a boat. There's going to be an investigation, but they believe that possibly there were too many people on the boat.
Mm-hmm.
And because...
that's how this stuff happens.
Yeah, they got the call. Somebody called 911, and the two different ferry captains steered those to go help people because they happened to be close enough in the area, and they were able to react quickly and save so many lives.
Yeah. All right, so there's food for thought. Thank you, lucky stars. Jill Biden has been slammed for saying Latinos are as unique as breakfast tacos. Think about that and have a chuckle. It's 10 before the hour.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that but the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's 53 after the hour now, here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Time for us to correlate or bring together farm news, food news, family news. And as we were just talking about what's going on in space, I thought an appropriate item of interest and import would be the conversation about space agriculture, which is boldly going where no one has grown before. And you can groan about that. As we listen to
ba-da-ba-do-bum-boom.
Back with the story behind the story after this.
Candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so getting beyond the double entendre of growing food where no one has grown before, the impact of space is really so fascinating. And so now there are people spending money on outer space exploration as it applies to food, because there are serious problems on the planet that are causing food shortages droughts, the same kind of thing that's been going on the planet for as long as the planet's been alive, but there are more people, and that's the big problem. There are too many people on the planet. We can't feed them all. There isn't the money. There's nothing. There's just, we have too many people. And so now, as the access to space is increasing, the potential for benefits directly tied to space exploration when it comes to food, and one thinks, if you've seen the Martian, you remember how the main character, played by, what's his face? Matt Damon character grows potatoes in his own poop on the space station. But it doesn't necessarily mean you have to do that. But agriculture has been improved so much because of not only what has been grown out in space in the International Space Center, for example, but there are things that have been learned about food there that we bring back to America, the space to the planet, and not just to America, but to Earth. Space-based technologies, freeze-dried foods, for example. People used to chuckle about Tang. Do you know what Tang is?
I remember Tang.
Tang, okay. Tang was like everything. The first people that went into space that needed this, that were staying, needed food. So they learned how to freeze-dried stuff. So everything that you ate or drank was freeze-dried. It was capsule. I mean, little
like those blocks or whatever. What is it? Freeze-dried ice cream or astronaut ice cream is a popular little niche thing.
Yeah, but it's terrible. Anyway, it's like drinking almond milk, if you'll pardon the reference. So anyway, there also is, because of what space, the satellites that are out there, what's that providing to those who are farming? Well, the question to that is the day and night overview of where the weather is. It's pretty helpful in planning for planting and that kind of stuff, and also to find efficient irrigation. There is as much as I've talked about, there are plans now to try to build, not necessarily in America, but elsewhere, pipelines that'll bring water to arid areas, to dry areas. In the Middle East, for example, there are, the Israelis have perfected this, so a lot of the other countries won't use it because because the Israelis did it. Hello, ding, ding, ding. Talk about nonsense. Anyway, but because of the changing climate, there are different places, and if you look back over the history of the planet, there were deserts now where there is lush growth potential and vice versa. But to understand how we can change farming technologies, just look at, there's a portion of the NASA website that is dedicated to this. And so we were talking about space and stuff. I thought I'd bring that to everybody's attention, how important it's going to be pretty soon to learn how to grow food here on our planet and out in space, because we're going to need it. And there it is, this synapse, an overview of what's going on in space from the Food Department here at 59 after the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.